Engineers at the UW-Madison took a biomass compound called GVL. They exploited the tendency of the sugar in the material to degrade and say they've transformed it into the chemical equivalent of jet fuel. Chemical engineering professor Jim Demesik says the breakthrough is finding a more efficient, environmentally sensitive process that still produces a fuel with enough kick to power a jet engine.
What we see is that if we have a source of GVL, then our processing to make the jet fuel is really very simple. So it works continuously without deactivation, and it gives us a good yield.
Demesik says the next hurdle is encouraging the production of the biomass compound and an acid called levulinic acid.
There has not been enough interest in producing products from GVL and levulinic to warrant its wide-scale production. We're now hoping that, having demonstrated this quite efficient process to make jet fuel, that will give greater incentive to the cost-effective production of levulinic and GVL.
Demesik says if commercial production of jet fuel eventually switches to using plant-based compounds, air travelers would not notice the difference. But some might appreciate knowing their plane is traveling on fuel coming from a renewable resource. The UW's research is published in the latest edition of the journal Science. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.